This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to go around the AFC North. It's week one style, my friends, and the first time we do it with week one is with Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, where, boy, there's just no controversy other than, I guess, is it Super Bowl or bust for the Baltimore Ravens? And I think a lot of people would say, yeah, but really, what would you bust up? You would just kind of run it back with Lamar Jackson and everything, so I don't know if you can call anything truly Super Bowl or bust. But what's the expectations? How much of attention are you paying to the regular season, Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore?
Super Bowl or bust, pretty much.
Who busts if you don't win the Super Bowl?
Well, the season becomes a bust, and now you're stacking these great regular seasons with achievements of multiple Pro Bowlers, individual honors at the yin yang, big contract extensions, but with each playoff failure, the window starts to close just a little bit. And Lamar is very much in the prime of his career. Not trying to say he's not. He's 28 years old, and he's a young 28 at that. But John Harbaugh bristles at the Super Bowl or bust talk. He did a podcast with the Baltimore Ravens website, said it's all fake, it's a phony narrative. People saying it have probably never won anything in their lives. So he is getting irritated with that level of chatter. But, you know, if the Ravens lose in the divisional round at home next January, they could be 17-0 and have 15 Pro Bowlers. I would think they're behind closed doors sucking down beers. They'll call it a disappointing year. And I'd agree with them.
How do fans feel today about John Harbaugh? Obviously, we know what the resume is, and we see the regular season win total. And it seems like more people from the outside of Baltimore, they tend to blame, you know, Lamar Jackson when they lose in the playoffs. I don't hear a lot of John Harbaugh criticism.
John Harbaugh takes a lot of heat within the Ravens fan base because we listen to it after every loss or playoff shortcoming. But, you know, this is a guy putting up a Hall of Fame resume. They win a Super Bowl this year, for instance. He's a lock for Canton, I would assume. But, you know, he's been here. This is his 18th season, believe it or not, as head coach of the Ravens. And, you know, he takes clock management. Like, does he even understand what the challenge flag's for? Do they get the panicky in the postseason because the offense goes from averaging 30 points a game to staggering around for a half and pick a playoff game? So John Harbaugh gets a lot of criticism from the local fan base here, but it's, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone, the old Cinderella song, I guess.
Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as they start their season at Buffalo Sunday night, Orchard Park, New York at Highmark Stadium. It's the final season there in that stadium. I got more about stadiums here in just a moment here with you, Bob. But do you believe this is a possible AFC championship game preview?
Possibly. I mean, you know, the Ravens have lost to the Bills twice in the postseason, including last year, and a, you know, disappointing loss. Mark Andrews dropped a two-point conversion, and we all know the circumstances behind it, but I don't think anybody would be surprised that Baltimore and Buffalo are playing for the championship, and, you know, this opener Sunday night could have a long way in determining who would have the home field advantage in that game. But look, the AFC North, as you guys know, is extremely tough year after year. Buffalo should have a cakewalk in the AFC East. Kansas City's going to get some resistance, I think, in the West. I mean, Houston maybe will be the team that rises up like a lot of people thought they were going to do last year. But Super Bowl, or excuse me, AFC Championship game preview, absolutely, I could see that.
Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. The flock-friendly fare prices, what led to this to knock down these prices so dramatically in concessions at M&T Bank Stadium?
Well, let's see. They put a lot of money, in taxpayer money, into refurbishing M&T Bank Stadium and eventually Camden Yards over here. Where Camden Yards, the Orioles offered kind of a $5 this, $5 that for beers and peanuts and dogs. So maybe the Ravens are trying to keep up with them. But from what I read, if I read it correctly, the beers at M&T Bank are the cheapest in the National Football League. You know, I'm thumbs up to that. So I'm trying to be appreciative of the fans, because Ravens games saw Orioles attendance has dropped 22%, but that's another story. But losing has a lot to do with it. But Ravens fans, usually the flock does represent, and I guess old Steve Bisciotti's, this is his way of repaying them, if you will.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, I mean, they were just in the playoffs 2 years ago. The Browns, Joe Flacco helped do that. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle? I guess. So, yeah, I think they're good at what they do. I got no problem with that.
Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore as the Ravens get set to take on the Buffalo Bills Sunday night. Cincinnati, they're at Cleveland on Sunday, as we all know. You'll hear it right here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Bengals, those Super Bowl bust, it's always been talked about with them. What about the hot start conversation, though? T. Higgins, he didn't like it, Mo, and I know I might have asked you about this a couple weeks ago, but now we're down to the nitty-gritty of things. How important is it for them to start hot in Cincinnati?
It's very important because, I mean, number one, T. Higgins might not like it, but it's reality, right? They've started 0-2 each of the last 3 years. They were 0-3 last season, 1-4. Heck, even the year in 2022 where they went 12-4, they only went 12-4 because they won their last 8 games. And so the slow start thing is a thing, whether T. Higgins likes it or not. It's one of the things we have talked about since last year's slow start. How does that get rectified? And look, if T. Higgins doesn't like it, he can go to his coach and ask him what's up, because Zach Taylor has changed training camp and the preseason and the entire approach and revolved it around getting off to a better start. That's why the starters have played in the preseason. It's why they've, I think, taken on a sense of urgency during training camp, a little bit more physicality, that sort of stuff. And so the getting off to a fast start thing has been emphasized by everybody in the organization, and I think it's pretty important. Look, look at their schedule between weeks 3 and 7. They play 5 straight teams that made the postseason last year. They get the Steelers on a short week. The Detroit Lions come here. They have to go to Minnesota, and they have to go to Denver. So if you start 0-2, we start doing the thing where we wonder how many of those, you know, games are they capable of winning. And then the other thing is, like, this franchise, we've talked about it a lot. The calendar flips to October, and you're doing playoff math, right? You're trying to figure out, well, you know, gee, they're 0-3. How many games can they win in the last? What's doable? If you get off to a slow start, you essentially have no chance of getting the one. Team fancies itself as one that can get the one seed and make the Super Bowl. I'm skeptical of that. That goes out the window if you start 0-2 or 0-3, and you're going to be favored in your first two games. So, yeah, the fast start thing I think is really important. We'll see if this team is capable. The one variable that's different this year is Joe Burrow isn't coming off the surgeon's table. He didn't have an appendectomy. He doesn't have a calf issue. There's no stomach bug. He doesn't need his toenails clipped. Like, I mean, he's gone through a completely normal training camp and offseason. for the first time in his NFL career. And so that's why I think, more than any other reason, this start for the Bengals could be different than any of the past three seasons.
I look around the lines of the NFL, Mo, and the Browns are the second largest home dog in the league this week, but yet they've had success against Burrow, and Myles Garrett has completely wrecked these games at times. That surprise you with that line, is that?
A little bit, because of their history. You know, it's not that unlike last year. Last year they were big home favorites against the New England Patriots, and you know, people who talk survivor pools around the country were like, well, you know what, this might be the week to use the Bengals, and I bought that more last year than I do this year because of their history with the Browns. And look, they haven't been able to block Myles Garrett really since he entered the NFL. They have not remade, but they've added to their offensive line. Their two guards are different this year, but yeah, man. I mean, the offensive line is going to be one of the major questions about this team. And look, the thing about bad defense is the Bengals had a bad defense last year. Most of those same dudes on last year's defense are back for this year. Bad defenses, to me, don't stand out against good offenses. They stand out against offenses that are going up against quarterbacks that aren't great, personnel that isn't great. And so, to me, the great equalizer in this game can be if the Browns can do what so many teams have done to the Bengals over the last couple of years, which is gash them for big plays. And if they do, and if Myles Garrett wreaks havoc, and I think both of us think those things are plausible based on the question marks surrounding the Bengals, then I think this game has a chance to be pretty close. And so I thought the line would be roughly 4.5. I didn't think it was going to be, you know, 3 or less, or certainly a pick 'em. I think the Bengals should be favored. The fact that the number was as hefty as it was slightly surprising to me.
Mo Egger with us on the show. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, are they good?
I think Kevin Stefanski is. It's, you guys know what he's done. He's, you know, two-time coach of the year. Got that team to the postseason 2 years ago. I think ownership tied his you know, one hand behind his back with the whole Deshaun Watson thing. Maybe you give Andrew Berry a little bit less of a pass for that, but I think when people from outside look at the Browns and point to their issues and wonder what's going on there, the questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM's.
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati as they get set to take on our Browns coming up on Sunday. We now go out to Pittsburgh. 93.7 The Fan's Chris Muller. As the Pittsburgh Steelers get ready to start their season at the New York Jets at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Well, weird meeting there between Aaron Rodgers and his former team. Chris, getting down to it with Cam Hayward. What's going on in this situation?
Oh, I have no idea now. I don't know. Here's my theory. He showed back up to practice to end his hold-in and thought maybe that little gesture would be perceived as some sort of olive branch by the team, and they would kind of cave, and they would give him the $4, $5, $6 million extra from next year that he wants, and he showed back up and blah, 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 and then nothing happened. And so now, to me, this is a Hail Mary for him, because I don't think he's going to skip games, even though financially there's not much incentive for him to show up. I mean, because he got most of his bonus already. I just think this is a Cam Hayward Hail Mary to try to get them to do this before they go to New York and play that game, because the Steelers don't renegotiate contracts in the season. We all know. I suspect, though, he's hoping that they'll blink and that they'll take him seriously here, but I expect him to play whether he gets new money or not.
We see a lot of videos of Aaron Rodgers and the fundamental football guys breaking stuff down. I wonder, is there any chance he's sandbagging? Because he looks terrible in these videos.
I mean, I kind of hope he is. You know, some of this stuff, like the camp stuff, he's basically said that he tries stuff he would never try in a game, and he almost tries to throw interceptions to see if it's even capable, or you know, if it's possible for him to complete certain passes. So I would hope, I mean, if he's not sandbagging here, we are in big trouble, because he would be looking every bit his age. I'm going to choose to believe that the arm still got some pop, that even though a lot of it was popcorn numbers last year when he was putting up decent stats, but the Jets were still losing games, I'm going to choose to believe that if he gets protected, that he, and that combined with the fact that I don't think they're going to ask him to throw it, you know, 35 times a game. I think they want him to be like an extremely high level, like elite game manager, will actually get the most out of him, because he is just not the guy he was even 5 years ago. Like time has eroded the mobility and all the other stuff that really set him apart and made him special. And the one thing he's got left is the arm. And so hopefully Arthur Smith is able to design an offense that puts the arm on display selectively and doesn't ask him to win games by himself very often.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you believe that they are good?
I do not really think Berry is. It's very hard, though. I heard Mo say something to the effect that ownership clouds his ability to kind of really judge some of these guys. I think Berry is so-so. I think Stefanski is bad at the job for which he is actually doing, which is being a head coach. I think if Kevin Stefanski was my team's offensive coordinator, I would be very excited about what he could dial up. He just strikes me as somebody, in the end, who's probably more built for that job than he is built to run a franchise. But then again, he's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, taking us around the AFC North. As the Steelers get set to take on the New York Jets, the Baltimore Ravens, they're getting set for their matchup against the Buffalo Bills, and obviously the Cincinnati Bengals getting ready to take on us. 3-for-3 on that, by the way. 3-for-3 from the outsiders.
That all say the same thing about the ownership.
That not an argument we had, but the conversation we had. Again, you and I know, Jason Lloyd knows, who joins us tomorrow at 7:20. Everybody else, it's like, no. Ownership. And so I think for Browns fans, the ones who listen to us on a daily basis, like, guys, I know history is written by the winners. I know that it's not going to go their way, and the ownership can never just come out and say, yeah, we were put up to the idea. It's never going to happen because it sounds like you're throwing people under the bus. You want good people to work for you. But that seems to be the ultimate pass for everybody. And I just can't keep people around in a pivotal 2026 after this year. I just can't keep them around because of that. Like, it, at some point, you pay the fiddler for it.
It's really hard to listen to our show sometimes.
That was the only part of it. It got very childish.
That was actually the nicest part of it.
I wasn't the childish person out of it. Power rank the childishness?
I'll admit it. I was very childish.
Oh, and my God, admit it.
I was.
He admitted it.
It was unbecoming of me as a professional sports talk radio host.
If we'd like to power rank overall childishness on a daily basis.
Oh, no. Not a daily basis of the show. I meant then right there.
I didn't throw a stapler.
It was Lyman, it was me, then it was Owen.
Congratulations.
I only threw a stapler. I didn't throw it at anybody. It just happened to be somewhere around Owen. Again, guys.
We have to have National Stapler Day.
You guys got
to
understand.
And with the cameras on, let's see who's really responsible for throwing the stapler.
We don't do this from a stapler.
If I would have thrown a stapler at Owen, I would have had a black eye. So there's no way I could have thrown any object
at
Owen.
What a terrible thing to happen on National Throw a Stapler Day.
Let's bring in Matt Derry. He joins us right now. The Derry Brothers Guardians cast. He heard the knockdown dragout that happened at 6 a.m. this morning. You can hear that at 92.3thefan.com, as well as on the free Odyssey app that people are checking out. And they go, oh, my goodness gracious, the boys are so angry. The Guardians are tearing the family apart. Hello, Matt.
No, you know, the power of social media, 92.3 The Fan on Instagram, I actually saw the video of Anthony telling you that it was bad luck.
Oh.
I missed the Owen brawl, but, you know I'm a huge Owen on the board fan, but, Anthony, come on, man. What are we doing here, sports boy? What are we doing? This team's not talented enough. It doesn't matter if it's luck, losing two guys. Yeah, the Class A thing hurts. Yeah, the Ortiz thing hurts. But watch the last couple nights. They're not as good as Boston. Boston has more players. There's none of talent on this roster.
And that's with our run explosion of, 11 runs over the last 2 days.
How about that?
I
am very excited about Brian Rocchio. I think there's something there. I'm happy to see that he's bounced back and looks like the October Rocchio from last year. But I don't think it's bad luck. This is the organization that went out and traded a platinum glover to get Ortiz. And he obviously is not a character person and is letting his teammates down. Class A, remember, was suspended once before for cheating. So, like, there's a history there, too. So they kind of made their own luck in terms of the players that they picked. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the cheating thing, that's interesting. Matt Derry joined us because we didn't even bring that up, neither of us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Had brought that up previously that he had been suspended. I guess what I tend to think, and I didn't mean to make it seem like the whole season is just, well, poor Guardians. Like, they don't have a big margin for error. The reason they don't have a big margin for error, their payroll, we go over that to death. We're trying not to go over it at this point in time because this was such a bizarre situation. You have two players taken out to the point where people are speculating, is this a team-wide thing? Did the team know about it? What did they know and when did they know it? Right, like it was right. A grand conspiracy. And I want to say, fortunately, that hasn't been the case, but we don't know. We don't know anything.
No.
It's so weird that the guys are still suspended, but we can't say anything about it. The Guardians can't comment on it, but they lost their right to come back to the game. So as Ken says, it must be something very serious. But all I've seen are some videos that may indicate, and I'm like, all right, well, we did that with Malik Beasley. We did that with Terry Rozier. And so far, nothing's come up with them. In the NBA, you got Beasley, his people are saying the NBA told them the investigation's over. Even though we have nothing official there. So all I was saying is that part of it seems to be bad luck. Any baseball team that loses their closer because of a gambling investigation, that would put a damper on their season and their ceiling. And to me, that would be considered bad luck.
Well, no, and there's no question that Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis, some of the other starting pitchers, when they lose their buddy or they lose somebody that is in front of them in terms of in the rotation or in the bullpen, you know, you're asking a lot of Cade Smith. I don't blame Cade Smith for last night. I blame Stephen Vogt. I have no idea why he took Gaddis out of that game after 13 pitches to bring Cade in. I didn't like that. I didn't like that move. But regardless, Smith is not Class A. He's going to be good. He's very good. He had a great year last year. But yeah, it does hurt the team. You're not wrong about that. But I'm just saying, to say, oh, it's just been bad luck. I know you're I hear what you're saying now, but the bottom line is we talk about on the podcast all the time. They're just not good enough. And that sucks. It sucks because the division's a joke. The first place team in this division, they're not that good either. Neither is the second place team, and the fourth and fifth place teams aren't good. Like, this was so winnable after last year. But yet, they did. What did they do in the offseason? Paul Sewald? Jacob Junis? Re-upping Hedges? Like, that's not good enough.
What's the, Matt, my issue was, what's the next step? Because I'm more worried than I've been in the past. Like, they didn't make the postseason, Terry's last year. It's like, all right, you know, it might be a little bit wonky here, but we got some guys, and now I'm going, man, you know, I'm worried about the rotation. We've become accustomed to having top-end pitching. I don't know if we have that right now. Bullpens. I mean, they come, they go. I'm never really worried one way or the other about it. I like what you just told me about Cade Smith's future. It does make me feel a little bit better. But then you get to the lineup, it's like, all right, well, I guess it's fine that Stephen Kwan's having himself a rough second half because it's his third in a row. That means he's more affordable to us now, but that's not an argument here. And it's all because of my guy who's 33 years old who took a massive discount for us, and that we're not going to get that again. We're not going to get that from anybody else, and I just don't want to feel like I've wasted any of his time here.
I think you bring up valid points, Ken. I don't think they know what's next. I think this ownership is just like a majority of those owners, and I've said this on your show before, that are not saying they're tanking, but they're waiting to see what happens at this time next year, where there's likely going to be a lockout. So even a team like Detroit did after making the playoffs last year, added with Gleyber Torres and Jack Flaherty, but did they go for it and go get Bregman? No, Boston did. Boston went out and cut that big check. The Mets did with Juan Soto. The Yankees did by adding Max Fried and others. Most of these owners are just kind of sitting there. So to sit here and go, oh, man, you know, Guardians fans are upset. They want to see action this offseason. I think the Guardians are going to tell you things like Anthony said before about the bad luck. I think they're going to say, we got a lot of young players that played this year. We're the youngest roster in the league for the third year in a row. They're going to throw that crap at you. But they didn't win enough baseball games. And of all these young guys that are playing, who are the ones that you know for sure are going to be part of the team next year at least in the lineup? You don't know that. We don't know who the catcher is going to be. Do we definitely know the shortstop, second baseman, center fielder, right fielder are going to be next year? No. We know it's Manzardo. We know it's Jose. You know it's Kwan. I think Rocchio is a piece. The rotation's going to be good. I'm happy about that. I like all the young arms. I like John Means coming up. I'm glad Cantillo's pitching. They've got some depth there, but they're the ones that have put out this awful offense for the last couple of years, and what are the answers? We still don't know. Oh, no, John Kenzie had a big night last night, so he's the future. He's been up and down from AAA for 3 years.
Well, it's, you know, Lyman mentioned, and my issue was, not even an issue, my whole point that they should have done is Lima thought something. He feels something big could happen this offseason. I don't. I feel it's batting down the hatches. I feel like next year is going to be a lot like this year until they get to the offseason of 2026 to 27, and they can figure out labor agreements and or lack thereof, television agreements or lack thereof, and then they can go ahead and move forward. If that means David Blitzer comes in, if that means David Blitzer stays as a minority owner, I think that's when you're going to get your movement. But I just don't think there's going to be a lot said this year. I think they should do some things for goodwill this winter, but I think it's going to end up ringing hollow in the grand scheme of things when it comes to actually going out and getting players.
Well, when Anthony says something big, you talk about like a free agent signing?
I think he's talking about movement within the front office.
No, I just don't know what they could possibly do after this season where it seems like the trust has been eroded to some extent with the organization. And I know we talked about, you know, Junior Caminero and how you know, who saw that coming, but that is their job. Ken's buddy was telling him, well, it's still their job. Their job is to not make mistakes like that. Like, what trust do people have today in the organization, and how do they get excited about a team going into next season that doesn't seem like they have an ace? We don't know if we have a closer, and we already know all the limitations in a lineup.
Let's just say Alex Bregman. I used him as an example before. Let's just say Alex Bregman opts out. And yes, he's a Boris guy, and he's got some weird, wonky contract with the Red Sox where he can opt out every year. So let's say he says, I'm cashing in. Maybe the Red Sox make a run in the postseason. He has a big postseason, and he says, "I'm cashing in. I'm cashing out. I'm going to go be a free agent and hopefully cash back in somewhere else." He is a right-handed bat that would be so perfect for this lineup. Now, you probably have to go to Jose and go, hey, Jose, can you do me a favor? Can you move to second base or can you split time? Whatever it would be, because Bregman's a third baseman. Whatever you – maybe you ask Bregman to play second. I don't know. But that's like a right-handed bat that you've been dying to get. Now, I don't know if that would happen, but it would take money. We've heard the organization say, oh, we're threading the needle, or we really like some of these young guys. We don't want to block the young guys. How much longer do I have to watch Gabriel Arias play every day? Go get some guys. Like, make it, if you have to make a deal and deal from your strength, which has been your pitching, go do that. Make a move and go get somebody. But they're not going to. They're not going to. Not with this labor stuff that's coming and their bad TV deal they have. And it's not happening. So
Matt, I said the only chance is, because I've seen it, two other instances. You tell me if I'm using dated material here. But the year that they sold, baseball gave every team money for BAM. They went and spent money. The year they sold Sports Time Ohio, they went and spent the money. If they get a TV deal somehow done, then do you think they would, for the third time, put that money back into the team?
I would hope so. Yes, I would. I would look. I don't know Paul Dolan's situation. I know there was a lot of reports about, well, now that his dad has passed away, maybe he's going to move the goalposts a little bit, hand it over to the new guy sooner because he wanted to win one for his father, and that's, you know, that was nice. But who knows? He doesn't talk. They don't talk. They are so secretive about everything. Is Arias day-to-day IL? Guys get hurt and they say nothing. There's very little transparency with that organization. And it's too bad because all they've really done is win. I mean, no, there's no bigger fan of the team than me, but they're not very transparent. I mean, what's the plan? I don't know. I just know there's a lot of young guys on the team, and you hope that next year a few of them blossom and go from their 24 year to their 25 age year and really hit, because you can't finish second to last in OPS and expect to be in the postseason. So it's a miracle they're only a game under 500 with that run differential. It's a miracle.
Matt, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. All the very best to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
you and yours and having a civil discussion with us about this.
Anytime, guys. Ken, keep up the great work on Fox 8 as well.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Anthony, are you calling football games?
Did I call a historic game or what on Saturday? Thank you very much. Team Any Nut, 21-game losing streak.
I need highlights, please. Put it on
Roger Brown over here.
And that should
Roger Brown.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
First down, Kent State. And history here at Dick Stadium because not since September 16th, 2023, the Flashes will get one in the win column.
Yes.
Audio courtesy of ESPN and Anthony Lime of the Sports Batone. Matt, thank you.
Peace.
Matt Derry. Derry Brothers Guardians cast. Oh, that was civil. That
almost
was
nice. Too nice.
Yeah,
by
it was
the
almost
way,
too nice.
That serves you right. Merrimack, you think you're coming to fabled Dick Stadium and you're going to just easily, summarily dismiss Kent State?
I don't think they thought
Kent State.
That. I don't think
get
they thought that
here,
at all.
Merrimack.
I watched that game. I thought they played tough.
Merrimack brings it out. And he has a burst. Huge return. Still on his feet. To the house. Touchdown. The Realist Clark.
Shows you what that he is, the Realist.
That's his name?
Yeah, the Realist Clark on the all-name team.
You know what I care about? The Cavaliers. I care about them being taken seriously. Because apparently they're a very talented team. Arguably the most talented team in the East. Ain't no one afraid of them, according to Zach Lowe.
And then you look at the East, and it's like, you know, who are we really scared of? Like, I don't think the Bucks could win the East. I don't think the Bucks are a contender. They do have the best player in the conference and a top 3 to 4 player in the NBA. You think Giannis is, like, scared of Orlando? Giannis isn't scared of them. Detroit? Giannis is not scared of them. Cleveland? Speaking of things that happened, Max Strus broke a bone in his foot. He's out 3 to 4 months. Hey, you know, every little thing matters. I think they really clicked into place when they had a roving shooter like Max Strus on the floor last year. He missed the first part of last season, too. That could be a big deal. Cleveland? Anyone scared of Cleveland? I mean, they'll win the East this year. Probably they'll win the most games in the East. They'll win the East in the regular season, I mean. Playoffs, everyone see what happened. Like, they're better than the Bucks. They should beat the Bucks in the playoff series. But I'm just talking Giannis. You think Giannis is like, oh, Jared Allen. He tries to block my shot at the rim. I'm so scared. I mean, Jared Allen's gotten him a few times, but you know what I mean. The pressure on these two teams, by the way, Cleveland and New York. This is the most pressure a Cleveland team has faced since LeBron was there.
Audio courtesy of Zach Lowe on the Ringer. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Zach Lowe. That's fairly concerning there because he's right. Going back to the time that I got mad at Giannis Antetokounmpo for eating his dinner during the post-game press conference because it was a sign that he doesn't take you seriously. And that was a few years ago, I understand that. But you know what? The problem is that you really haven't grown in toughness from that. And, you know, I am a believer, and you and I have argued about it. Like, I think you can naturally become tougher. I think you can reach a point, and you decide which way you're going to go. And if they've reached their point and they decided they're just not going to be that team, then this is going to go down as arguably the most disappointing collection of Cavaliers or collection of Cleveland sports teams that we have seen. If they go out there, like, you are the best team in the East. You are the best. And I know Max Strus is hurt, and that has an effect. But even with Max Strus out, don't stop me at any time, please. Even with Max Strus out, you should be the top of the heap in the Eastern Conference. What's holding you back? What's holding Cavs fans back from saying we're going to the finals this year? The last three years of not being tough.
Proof of playoff concept.
I have so much respect for Donovan Mitchell. It's not that I disrespect certain aspects of this team. I have a lot of respect for Donovan Mitchell. I have a lot of respect for Kenny
Atkinson. They're really
good. I have a lot of respect for these guys. But damn it, if you don't cash in on this, I'm not saying the championships don't fall off the trees, but if you can't get to the finals right now with the injuries that are in the East, with the talent that you have, with the budding talent that you have, hello Evan Mobley, if you can't get to the East, then forget about the 90s Indians. Like, you want to talk about bad luck? Bad luck is definitely applicable in baseball. This would be, at least those teams got to the World Series. This would be the most disappointment I have felt. 2019 Browns? 2019 Browns? Because, I mean, I expected to be there with LeBron. And he's right. This is the most pressure they've had since LeBron. Like, we are getting to the point where it's like, hey, man, which way are you guys going to go? Like, is Donovan going to be here after all this, or is he going to finally, at over 30, is he going to approach getting out of here? Is Evan going to finally, and that's the biggest question, is Evan going to reach his maximum potential? Is he going to be he's already a defensive player of the year. Is he going to be in the MVP conversation? Is it too soon to be in the MVP conversation? Because we're going on how many years now with Evan? What year is this?
This will be year five.
I think this is year five. Like, it's getting time to put up or shut up here, buddy. Like, we're going to have to figure out if you're going to be in the conversation with the greats of this league in this generation, or we're just always going to be wanting and waiting for more.
Well, I want to make sure, though, you know, obviously,
I'm not trying to talk tough. I'm just being honest.
You know, LeBron made it seem easy to just go to the finals every year. And even though the East,
because he's the greatest player of the generation, sure, arguably history.
And even though the East is very, very down as of today, you know, we'll see how these teams actually look. The Knicks are the team I'm really interested in, because I think that I'm one of those that actually thinks Mike Brown could be really good with them. And they needed a change. Their starting lineup is very formidable. And I got to say, I mean, I've seen Jalen Brunson against Donovan Mitchell, you know, two times in the past, and that's gone Jalen Brunson's way. So I am nervous about the Knicks. I know a lot of Cavs fans, I don't really hear them talk about the Knicks that much. It's always been Boston the last few years. But I think it's going to come down to them and the Knicks. You know, Detroit's going to be better. But I still think, and Giannis, I'm sure Giannis isn't afraid of the Cavs, but Giannis can't beat the Cavs 1-on-5.
Because when I go back to the old Cavs, like, hey, it's Michael Jordan. It's going to be hard to beat Michael Jordan. When I go to this generation or the previous generation of the Cavs with LeBron, first time around, hey, you know what? That's an older team in San Antonio. That's an underrated dynasty in San Antonio. Tim Duncan's in his prime. He's one of the best to do it. He's got great players around him. You know, I'm finding different reasons there. I could have said Kobe. I could have said a lot of things if I wanted to there. With the second iteration of the Cavaliers, it's like, hey, man, Golden State's one of the greatest teams that has ever been assembled. Steph Curry's going to be a Hall of Famer. Damn it, man. Like, am I going to sit there and say if they don't get to the... Like, I'm not asking for a championship here. I'm not demanding a championship.
But you're saying finals are bust? Is that it? So it's not just good enough to get past where they got last few years?
No, I don't think so. Because the only thing I could think of, when I look at these names that you just gave me, you mentioned the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody 20 years from now going to be mad? Like, Jalen Brunson was a dog, but was he, like, of the upper echelon guys?
No. He has a chance to be Tyrese Halliburton, a cult hero
Tyrese Halliburton has the dog in him. Is he one of those upper echelon guys? No. I don't think so.
No, he's not a top.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is he one of those top upper echelon guys? So, yes, and that's where it would be acceptable. Like, I could look at it in the end and go, hey, they went into the finals in 2026, but they ran into Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and in 20 years, we'd be looking at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going, hey, you know, he's the player of the generation. It's no fault in losing to Michael Jordan. It's no fault in losing to Steph Curry. It's no fault in losing to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But if I'm losing to Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton and so on and so forth, or the Orlando Magic, like,
Orlando's interesting.
That doesn't hit. You're going, what failed then? That's a 64-win team. What failed? Oh, people were complaining about their toughness. That's... No city wants to be called that, certainly not a city like Cleveland.
You know,
Leon Bibb always used the term a fist fight city. That's a fist fight city. No town with that reputation is ever going to accept something like that. So it would be the most disappointed I've ever been as a Cleveland sports fan. And that's saying something for a lot of people.
What about 2021 Browns? The year after they went to the playoffs and lost to the Chiefs. Was it bad luck with Baker?
Let me come back to that at another time. Hopefully not today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.